up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday, Black Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Full fun show. So far, you got the podcast at theticketfm.com. This is a special edition because we have a game today in about 5.5 hours from right now.
Yeah, I'm glad we're doing this. I'm really glad we had a show today. I know it's not, people are out of their routines and we're not getting probably all of our listeners. How did that roll call go for you, though?
I'd like to do another one right now. I want to do a second one.
Would you like to do a second one?
Yeah, since people are more awake than they were at 6 a.m.
Can I say hi to John in Des Moines first? He's in town. Maybe he's listening.
He might be awake. He might not be. But John in Des Moines, if you are awake, hello to you.
Yeah, and shout out to Lincoln. John. Yeah, shout out to John. I don't, I hate to identify certain listeners, but he's definitely been with us from the start. Go ahead. Roll call.
Yes, please. If you would like to tell us if you're out there, where you're listening from, what your name is, please text right now the Sauter-Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. Good morning to you and everybody, and enjoy the game today.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's an enjoyable one.
Oh, it will be. You know it's going to be close.
The weather, again, I saw at kickoff, it should be 55 degrees.
Gosh, that's beautiful. Yesterday was crisp, beautiful day. Today's going to be a little warmer than yesterday. It's going to be gorgeous. Jake, I will say this.
Oh.
I really look forward to covering these games. And I don't know what it is. I'm fascinated by the Frost story. I'm fascinated to see whether he can get this thing off the ground. I'm not going to make the American-made analogy again.
Barry Seals.
Yeah, good job.
We just went through this unaging gracefully. Yeah, yeah. We just went through it literally 10 minutes ago.
I got to do it. I've just enjoyed covering these games all year. This has been a fascinating year, right? I'm not going to cover blowouts.
No.
Going back to Oklahoma, remember how interesting that game was? And you were sitting there wherever you were. Where were you?
Were you watching that game?
Yeah.
I think I was watching it at my house.
Okay. And you were sitting there going, wow.
Yeah.
Not much difference between these teams. Nebraska's pretty good. That's when it dawned on me. But would I have thought that Nebraska would only have 3 wins right now after the Oklahoma game? No, because I thought this team's pretty good. There's themes of this season I've almost forgotten, and one of them was, can Frost squeeze all he can out of this team? Now, how would you answer that question? How would you answer it? Today, they're a favorite against a 9-2 team.
That's right. For the first time since 1978.
Has Frost and the coaching staff squeezed all it can out of this team? I'm saying no.
No, absolutely not. No. Because they haven't got the wins. They've been right there. I mean,
right.
If you're good enough to hang with the likes of Michigan and Ohio State and be one play away from winning it at some of these, or one or two plays, and you're 3-8, then no, you have not gotten everything out of your group that you can.
See, our job, Jake, in this world is to try to make sense of things for people. Because they're really busy and they don't sit for 2 hours and talk about football with someone very often, probably. The thing that you have trouble making sense of is what? Okay, we have established that Frost and his staff did not squeeze all it can out of this team, yet wouldn't you say that you've seen progress?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so strange.
Yes, yeah, odd conversation. It brings us to the topic for 7 o'clock.
Hit it.
As we look to next year, what is Nebraska building on from this year that can be sustained or improved? Well, there are some things that are very clear to me. I mean, if you start on offense, I'd say I like the way they run the ball. I don't know what you'd say about that, but I like it.
Hmm.
I think they've attacked harder on the ground.
Well, since when? The whole season?
Not every single game, but generally speaking.
I don't know if I agree with
that.
They're
43rd nationally in rushing offense. Okay? That's fifth in the conference. Now, that's a lot of Adrian.
Yeah, it's a lot of – I want to see – you and I have both said we want to see a go-to running back established.
Now, I do.
Ramir Johnson's nice, but he's not a head change. You know, he's not a head turner.
But they've tried. They have tried to run. I mean, there's been times, and I almost welcome this. I welcome this where, you know, you've seen it this year. God dang it, Frost. What are you doing on 2nd and 7 running it into the line? Okay, now, in a sense, that's a bad thing. But in a good, but in another sense, okay, that's good. They're trying. There's been times where, yeah, like I'll just say 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8. Wow, we just handed it off to Ramirez and ran him into the line. He can't come up with anything
better. Kind of a waste of a play there.
Can't,
huh?
Yeah, he can't come up with anything better than that. But in a way, that's good. He's tried to have that more conventional run game. And last week, it looked pretty good to me. It was good enough where they could run their play action.
Had it been good enough this year before that, though? I get what you're saying. Why are you running this play in 2nd and 7? I know you're trying to establish it, but did they establish it enough this year? The stats you mentioned, 5th in the conference, we just said, right, a big part of that is because your quarterback is able to run.
Come on. You've seen what I've seen. You think if Frost right now had an offensive line with 3 seniors and 2 juniors, and it was moving people, and he had I'm just going to stop there. Because I think I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to tell you something, okay? If he had an offensive line with 3 seniors and 2 juniors, and they were moving people, Ramir Johnson, Marquise Stepp, Gabe Irvin, Hurt, those guys would look just fine. This is an offensive line discussion.
That is the biggest part of this.
I started tweeting that I thought the offensive line was dragging back the program. I started tweeting that against Oklahoma. I have seen signs from Frost that if he had that kind of offensive line, yeah, he would stick to the ground. He's learned. He's learned about this conference. He just couldn't. You couldn't do it with this offensive line. They didn't move people enough.
Yeah, I think that's why when you look at these hires that he's going to make, you know, number one important hire is probably the offensive coordinator, right?
Number two, offensive line.
Number two, without a question to me.
Yeah.
Is offensive line. I mean, you got to get somebody that has some experience there that can develop these guys. Cause I think they have guys. Like, I think they have some dudes.
Yeah.
That they just haven't developed properly. You know,
Well, they're young. That's the thing. They're young.
But they need somebody to get them not young quickly. You know, grow up fast. Because they need you.
Well, that's one thing I'd say that I've seen that they could sustain. And I would say just defense in general. I mean, you lose a lot on defense, but you're bringing back a lot on defense. All right?
Yes.
You can do that. There are years like that where you lose a lot on defense, you're losing Ben Stille up front.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing, you know, you're losing.
Potentially Damian Daniels, potentially?
Nah,
probably
I
not.
Doubt it.
He's back.
I mean, okay, you're losing, Ben Stille. You're losing Cam Taylor-Britt. You're losing both safeties. Those are big losses. But you're getting back, hopefully, DeAndre Thomas, hopefully Damian Daniels. You're going to get back Ty Robinson. You're going to get back Casey Rogers. You're going to get back Garrett Nelson. You're going to get back Nick Henrich. You're going to get back Luke Reimer. You're going to get back Caleb Tanner. Tell me Quentin Newsom's back. Tell me Miles Farmer's back. They have a lot back on defense. That's a lot. And if you lost Damian Daniels, that would not be the end of the world.
No,
trust me.
They could survive that.
Yeah. I mean, they have enough.
I'd like to have him back, but you could survive that loss if you went.
Here comes the polar bear.
That's right. Nash Huttmacher.
Right. No, they're stocked up on defense. They lose some critical pieces, which brings to mind, by the way, do you go to the portal to try to get a corner?
Well, you also have two safeties that are going to be graduating, moving on.
You might want a safety like a Trey Neal. Remember Trey Neal?
I do remember, from UCF.
Yeah, Trey Neal. That
solid.
That first year Frost had Trey Neal here, and he was really helpful. But anyway, can you build on the defense? Yeah, you can. That culture's good, and you have veteran players coming back. Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
By the way, I want to go to this text because it kind of is where I stand, where you said you were happy with the run game.
Not so happy, but you can build on it.
Someone says, Simple, the running game? Then they just fired the O-line coach and the running backs coach?
But you can
that
build.
That would indicate that's going the right direction.
Well, okay, but now hold on. That conversation gets complicated. It wasn't a slam dunk on the running backs coach, right? I mean, you didn't know he was going to get fired. The offensive line, I just said, is dragging back the program. But even with a bad offensive line, I'm talking about commitment. Now, Frost tried it. The reason there's a change is because Frost wants to run it. They couldn't make a change. That's what I'm saying. No, you got to listen closer, Texter. You got to listen closer. No, you do. You got to listen more closely. You got to listen more closely. Frost wants to run it. They didn't have the line to do it. Yeah, that's why he fires his guy.
But here's the thing. So I know against Wisconsin they didn't have great running stats. They didn't have great rushing stats.
Tell me they didn't commit to it though.
But they looked pretty good in that game, and that's with an interim running backs coach, an interim line coach, and several guys injured. I mean, it was Marvin Scott, who we hadn't seen the whole year. And Brody Bell, who had played very sparingly this year. And again, it wasn't like they put up Braylon Allen numbers. They did not. But they looked respectable.
They attacked.
They ran hard.
They attacked.
And that's probably because there's a different mindset from what they would
do. No, I don't. I give Ryan Held more credit than that. I saw attack before last Saturday.
It felt different to
maybe
me.
A little bit.
It felt different.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe they're told, hey, nothing to lose. These guys are really good. Just go give it
to
your
own.
No, I
don't think you can give Ron Brown that much credit. I mean, come on. There's times.
I just thought
Ramir Johnson ran hard all year. He ran hard all year. I mean, he's a little limited. He gets you what's blocked. Okay, what Nebraska needs to find is a guy who gets you what's blocked and then more. Right?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You've said it many times about Amir Abdullah. Against Miami in 2014.
There were not holes. He made holes himself.
Yeah,
he got through the smallest crease.
Yeah, he made it happen. You got to find that back. They got some nice backs over there. But, I mean, I don't want to disparage those backs, but I think about the things I say and would I say them to those kids and would those kids understand? Yeah, they'd understand. There's no Amir Abdullahs over there right now. There's not guys running for 1,700 yards like Amir Abdullah did.
That be nice?
He ran back-to-back years, I believe, plus 1,500.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not using Amir Abdullah to criticize these backs. I'm just saying you had a guy run for 1,700 yards, okay? And you established yourself. That was a guy who didn't always have big holes.
No, he didn't hardly ever did.
Right, that's what
once
we're looking
in a while.
For. But if Frost had that guy, you tell me he wouldn't use him based on what you saw this year. If he had Amir Abdullah would run for 1,700 yards in Frost's system. That's what I'm saying. Frost had that big back. Who was that big back at Oregon I always talk about?
LeGarrette Blount?
No, the guy that plays for
Denver. Oh, Royce Freeman.
Royce Freeman. He ran. Frost was an offensive coordinator. That guy ran for 1,500 yards. If he has that back, he'll use him.
That's what's frustrating is they haven't got that back.
That's really frustrating.
I mean, come on, we're going to year five. And they thought they had it in Dedrick Mills. And Mills, they didn't, number one, didn't use him enough. He was injured a little bit.
They didn't use him enough. He shifted, though. Frost has shifted his mindset. The shift has occurred.
But it's too, why is so late, though?
I don't know.
You had the guy, I mean, we talked about that guy was a Royce Freeman type.
He had to shift. He's talked about it. Scott talked about it in Indianapolis at Big Ten Media Days. It took him a bit of time to adjust to this league.
For whatever reason.
Maybe too long.
He's forced to, he's got a fifth year coming for him. And that's why today's not really as interesting as it could be, because you already the drama is already over.
Yeah, you're like, not really measuring the program so much today.
Well,
right?
I mean, you're not saying who's getting fired. I mean, the firings have already happened.
Right.
Like Frost is back. The extension is, you know, he's taking the reduction in salary.
Right. He got an extension.
The four assistants are gone. Right. So today there will be no drama.
No.
Getting fired after the game. It's already happened.
Yeah, you're really not looking at this game and trying to measure the offense on what it'll look like next year, because you don't even know who the coordinator's going to be.
There's four new assistants coming for the offense.
Right.
One guy back.
Right.
Tight ends coach, Sean Becton.
I mean, help me, I'm thinking out loud here. But even as you evaluate Smothers, I mean, I don't know if Smothers has a good game. Do you just automatically stamp him as quarterback of the future when you know that they're bringing in an offensive coordinator and you don't even know if he'll fit the offense? And by the way, they almost have to bring in a quarterback from the portal, right? We don't even know Adrian's future until he releases it on Twitter in a video, whenever that happens, right?
Yes. By the way, regarding running backs and ones that here in the past, there's a guy that I liked and you did not, and did not work out here for this guy, but he's doing well now. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I always am a little scared when you say I did not like a running back. Who's this?
You did not like this running back.
I didn't?
Scott Frost, first year.
Who is this?
Greg Bell.
Oh, I did not like him.
Greg Bell at right now at San Diego State.
Yeah,
you want to stats?
Incredible, yeah.
194 carries, 907 yards, 7 touchdowns, an average of 4.7 yards per carry.
Oh, that's not that great.
Oh, come on.
In that conference? That's okay. I mean, he's having a good year. I thought he was up above.
What was wrong with Greg Bell?
Well, he okay. I mean,
I just want to hear.
I mean, this is not a slight on Greg Bell. He would tell you this himself. He came here out of shape.
Okay. Just like Jordan Stevenson back with the Mike Riley era.
Yeah, do you remember him getting caught from behind against Colorado? That was a big deal to that staff. Why did he get caught from behind? We brought him here not to get caught from behind. He got caught from behind. He didn't look good in the spring game, if you remember that. He poofed into contact.
Poofed. Poofed.
You want a guy, boom, into contact, right?
Oh, I wonder if he's doing that now.
He probably
Maybe he's changed.
Right, I mean, he's running an easier league, too.
It's possible, yeah.
I don't know if that was a Big Ten back. I'm just saying.
Just people are pointing out, hey, they had a running back that's doing pretty well right now.
I don't buy that.
He's not in on it. Okay.
I don't buy that.
All right.
I'm glad he's doing well. Don't get me wrong.
Shout out to Greg Bell.
But running in that league and running in the Big Ten is a little different world. You would allow that, right? And 4.7 in that league becomes what in the Big Ten? Not 4.7 and not above that.
Mm-mm.
What, do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah, thank you. All right. We're on the same page. We'll have more next when we come back. I want to talk about some games today. And also I want to have Sip guess some spreads. That's next in Early Break of the Ticket.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money